Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, we've got through it. Another week of the COVID virus life that we're living in right now, and it looks like it gets more interesting every day. The curves seem to be flattening in most of the areas, and people are starting to talk about coming back. In fact, they're starting to fight about coming back, it appears, which is an interesting thing to watch, and I have no opinion on any of it, either side. As far as that goes, I think they do what they got to do to keep us all healthy, and whatever they figure that out to be is probably what we should do. But while we're here, we should be doing some things to get ready, because we're starting to see the signs. In fact, I 1 minute before I came on the air here, I got an email from a couple of my brokers saying there are brokers out there right now that are spreading the word that people are willing to start taking lower than market offers, is the best way I can put it. And that was the crack I was waiting for, guys. I told you to hold your weapons, keep your powder dry, wait, because you don't want to be that guy that owned that piece of real estate and now have to sell it for 10 or 20% below what you bought it for a couple days later because you can't fill your place with tenants. Well, we've come through now another month. This month, most of the people that I know have already got in most all of their rent. I know in my apartment complexes, we're back up to the same amount of rent that we collected before the COVID thing. So we didn't have any real loss of rents. Remember, there's some vacancy and some bad debt on all properties at all time. But in change, we didn't have any change in that amount. It didn't get any worse, in other words. So we've got one more month to get through. Everybody's fearing May because they say, well, this is when it all comes down now. Did they get the check from the government for the $1,200? Did they get the unemployment locked in yet? Because this is the first month where people will have not had paychecks coming in at the beginning of the month. So we want to get a perspective on this because we're at that pivotal point right now where we've got to be looking forward, not looking back, and we've got to be able to take action. So I today wanted to bring my executive vice president for Lifestyles on because she is the one that has been collaring all the data and all the information. She is the go-between from those hundreds and hundreds of emails we've talked about for the last couple of weeks. And like I told you yesterday, no, you can't get into the email chains because they're with hundreds of different people and groups. But she's been in it, and she's got her arms wrapped around it. So I want to welcome her here. Lynn Merle, welcome to the show.
Hey, Del. Thanks for having me on.
I have no idea what you're going to talk about today, and I have no problem with that, but I know it's got to be a lot because I know that you've been a busy little beaver here the last couple of weeks. What do you want to get across today as we get into this changing direction moment? Do you feel the change direction, or is that just me feeling that wind changing direction?
Oh, no, we can see the change, and, every group that I talk to, everyone that calls me individually, my first piece of advice is keep your head up. And it's real easy to fold into yourself. It's real easy to be mesmerized in front of the TV. And you've got to realize that we're also in a political season here. And one of the things that I don't appreciate is the repetitive sound bites that on both sides, right?
So yeah, that is annoying.
Opportunity hater.
It is very annoying to see the fighting going on, but what can we do? I mean, we elect these cuckoos.
Yeah, I think what we're looking for is we're looking for people who are engaged in solving the problem they're demanding, hindsight perfection, and that's just unrealistic. this is a novel virus. That means it's never happened before. We've never been in this particular situation before. But from this point forward, Del, I feel like we already have a roadmap, and you blazed that trail, and I followed you along this very path. I see all our markers along the road, Del. We have been here before, and you have talked so many times in the past couple of weeks about the wealth and passive income that was created during that time, and I am a product of that time. And this is going to be, in my opinion, a V-shaped recovery. I have been saying for a month now, actually for 2 months now, I've been saying that the shorter the amount of time that we are on lockdown, the quicker the recovery will be. The longer we are on lockdown, it isn't a one-for-one. We're on lockdown, 1 month, and it takes 2 months to get back. If we're on lockdown 2 months, it isn't 4 months to get back. It's probably 6 or 8, right? So the longer we're down, the harder it is to get the engine started again. Kind of think about leaving your car in the driveway. We went out to take a drive the other day. Our car wouldn't start. The battery died because we hadn't been out in so long. And so the economy is kind of like that. But if you are waiting to call the bottom, you're going to miss it, because the bottom gets called when the history is written and people are looking in the rearview mirror, and you don't know you're there when you get there. So the strategy is to buy all the way down and buy all the way back up. And then when we get to the peak, you continue to buy great deals, because in every market, there's distressed sellers and there's distressed property. So we have millions of people out of work right now. They're not going to remain out of work. Those jobs didn't just go away. They are not all moving out of their houses and living in the park. That isn't what's happening. But boy, if you watch TV, you'd think that's where we're headed.
Yeah, it's true. I think you make a good point that you got to buy on the way down, because you don't really know what down is. I took, in 2008, started buying at, we went into a deal we thought we were going to buy for $35,000 a door. $33,000 a door, but by the time we went and did our investigation on it, and the hurricane had hit it, we bought it for like $25,000 a door. Then of the same era, 80s construction stuff, the next one I bought was $19,000 a door. Then the next one I bought was $17,000. Next one I bought was $14,000 a door, and then the next one I bought was $8,000 a door. And they're all the same stuff, same product. The interesting point is, Lynn, what I didn't learn quick enough, what I now know, is that, like you said, you can buy on the way back up. Because once I hit that bottom, I hit that $8,000 a door price tag on a $35,000, $40,000 a door building, I was spoiled. I was ruined. So I could have bought three more of those buildings in the same subdivision, three more apartment complexes, 300 units each, at $27,000 a door. And I said, oh, you're insane. Why would I do that? I just paid $8,000, right? This is insanity. Who would pay $27,000? The guy goes, the guy at the bottom. Because I said, I'll give you $14,000 for him. I'll buy him right now. And he goes, no, I've got, somebody's going to give me $27,000. I just want to see if you wanted to pay more. And I'm like, no. But then when they sold for $50,000 a door, I looked like an idiot, you know? So you're right. You got to buy. You never know where the bottom is. You got to buy on the way down. And then when it's coming back up, you got to keep buying, because you don't know what the top is either. And the tops almost always, by the very nature of a curve, end up going higher, right, than what the curve was before. So picking up from there, I just wanted to really elaborate on that point, because that is a really strong one. What else do you see going on that you need people to understand right now?
I think that it is important to kind of get through the froth of everything happening and look at the fundamentals of the business. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and, you have these epiphanies of the obvious, right? And what we do isn't sexy. It really isn't, Del. I mean, that's why we have other hobbies, because the whole goal for us is our real estate investment business should be so boring, because that means we've got it nailed, right? There's no unexpected things happening, and it just rolls along, and we do the same thing over and over again. Not sexy. Flipping is sexy, right? There's always excitement, right? Wholesaling can be sexy because it's exciting. But the problem is, it's exciting because you have constant challenges and because it is a risky model. I'm sure there's some people who have a lot of adrenaline flowing over the stock market the past couple of months. That's not
Yeah, we're
going to
have to take a break there, Lynn. We're going into a break right now. We'll be right back with Lynn Merle and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Lynn Merle. She's the Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited. She's basically the brains behind it all. She's the one that makes it work, keeps it working, and does just about everything in the world because I don't want to do it anymore. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Thank you, Del. Great to be here.
We were talking about the time is coming where we're going to be able to get where we're going to start buying. That's obvious to us. We know that. But what also needs to be known, and this is scary to me, is that once it's known that there are deals out there and you can get to them, there are going to be people that are going to go out and buy deals that don't know how to operate them. And the very reason we were able to take these properties on, and you think about this, I was buying on the way down. And there's an old saying, sometimes when you're buying on the way down and you try to catch the knife while it's falling, it's going to slice you. People that didn't know how to operate were losing those properties, Lynn. And it's just as easy for someone that doesn't know how to operate to come in and buy them on the downside of the market. Do you understand where I'm going with this? I mean, what can we do to get these people in here is what I'm saying. Do you have some wisdom that you can impart on the radio audience? Say, hey, guys, listen to him now. This is, you need to know what you're doing to go do this stuff, or that knife can cut
you in half. Absolutely. And so, you know, in the previous segment, you know, saying that what we do isn't sexy, and you were asking me, you know, what, look into the future. What is my advice for the future? Is focus on the fundamentals. The fundamentals of real estate have been steady and true for generations. And so if you've got somebody out there saying they've got something new, they've got something sexy, it's all these pitches and everything else, you've got to have your antenna up. What you're looking for is authenticity, and you're looking for what's called in business proof of concept. You are looking for the stories that prove it works. You're looking for the volume. You're looking for people who have been around a while, right? We're going to see a whole bunch of new gurus pop up, you know, in this opportunity, and they are going to be the ones bleeding from the knife cuts. And then when we talk about, you know, the market in general, so what I see is a 10 to 12% reduction in prices coming here today. Right, I see that opportunity in the market. We see it. We have got a very wide network of contacts throughout the industry across the nation, and we see that occurring. We may go down to 20%, depending on the situation and the city and the clientele within that city and how they're impacted by this. And then, as you say, we're going to have a certain number of people who buy those properties. And, you know, it's real exciting to do the deal. I think we all enjoy the deal, right? It is a lot of fun, the negotiating, the due diligence, the putting it together, the bringing it home, and then the takeover, right? But it's operation that makes you. You have to buy it right, but you can take a great deal and destroy it with poor operation. And that's where people fall down. That's where lifestyle shines. and you have put the company together. You have spent, quite frankly, your own money on acquiring an incredible team of operators with decades of on-site experience to guide us through. And then we have this huge community of people constantly putting input into, you know, our collective success and sharing ideas so that everyone can use them. And it is those strategies that are going to separate us from the others. And it is the people who are bleeding who are going to provide the properties for us to buy on the way up and then when we hit the top, because they're going to fail as we hit the top of the market as well.
You know, what would it be worth if I could tell everybody exactly where the deals are going to come from? Do you think that would mean something?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what everybody wants.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. So I'm going to give it to you in two parts. I'm going to give you part of it in this segment. I'm going to give you part of it in the next segment. But I don't know if you remember, 2 years ago I called something at the expo, and then last year I reiterated. I said, Lynn, you said, what are you going to say this year at the expo? I said, I'm going to say exactly what I said 2 years ago, because we're in the exact same position. And remember, I used to have that little circle where we'd show where we were at in the cycle, and I'd put my finger where we're at in the cycle. Well, I've always told everybody I'd tell you when the cycle's moved. And now I'm going to tell you why it's going to move. Over the last couple of years, they have been selling deals at such high prices because there's really no place to invest your money that makes you good money, that's safe, has high return, and I say high relative to things. In other words, 7, 8, 10% is high relative to 1 or 2%, right? And tax-free makes it even better. So people have wanted real estate, and they've driven the prices up on the deals because they want the deals, right? Now, this is only half of the story. I'm going to give you the other half in the next segment, but you got to get the picture. So the prices are driven up. Well, the properties wouldn't underwrite. Banks wouldn't underwrite the deal because there was no cash flow at that price. There wasn't enough cash flow at that price to get the debt coverage ratio that they needed. So banks can't stop lending. They don't make any money. Mortgage brokers don't make any money unless they're lending. Real estate brokers don't make any money unless they're selling. So the world had to figure out how to make a fix for that demand for this real estate to make it go up. And what they did was they changed the underwriting rules and said, you can get 1 year, it started with, then 2 years, then 3 years, then 5 years. I've seen 7 years. I even had one quote for a 10-year loan with no interest. Interest only for, you know, 1 year you pay nothing but interest, 2 years, nothing but interest, 3, 4, 5, you know. And so most of the deals that have been done in the last 2 to 3 years have interest-only periods on them. What's going to happen, Lynn, is that all these people who are struggling now because of the COVID virus, struggling because everybody's struggling, those loans are going to start coming due. I mean, they started doing them 3 or 4 years ago, which means that 2-year ones, the 3-year ones are going to fall. When those guys go from an $18,000 a month mortgage to a $50,000 a month mortgage or whatever derivative it is, I don't know, I've just made that number up. Let's say it just doubles. They're not going to be able to make that difference up. Now you add on to that, property taxes haven't gone up on everybody the last 2 years in a row. None of that was underwritten into that deal. That deal cannot sustain the price that was paid for it, nor the underwriting that was created for it. That's the first part of the problem, Lynn. It's going to kill people. And I've been telling, will you verify for me that this is something that 2 years ago I called that was going to kill people?
Right. I actually think it was 3, Del. I'll go back and check on that, but I think it's been 3 years you've been talking about that underwriting criteria and the care that needs to be taken.
Well, it's come to roost now. You know, they say chicken comes to roost. It is ready to start happening. And, you know, things come in threes, right? So I don't know why that is. It's just an old saying. But, you know, so we have that, and then we have the COVID virus problem. And then when we come back from break, I'm going to give you the third problem. And this one's even more fun. We'll be right back with Lynn Merle and the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is my Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited, Lynn Merle. And Lynn is just chit-chatting with me here, talking about the future. She's got good insights to things because she's got her hands around all the different functions that this company has, which blows people's mind, Lynn. One of the things that they tell me is they've never realized, you know, you hear a guy on the radio and he's talking and you think, okay, so that's some guru guy and, you know, whatever. And then they find out that we're all over the country and we have, you know, hundreds of, in fact, I didn't realize how many employees we had until we started looking at this loans for the COVID virus, you know, stimulus package. And to realize how big this thing is, it's like a giant behemoth, and you run it all. I mean, how do you do that? I couldn't do it.
Well, it's an interesting situation. You know, somebody was gave me a call the other day, and they were gracious enough to thank me for the information that I'm providing, and I made the observation that you and I don't know if you remember, several years ago we were talking, it's always seems to be a Friday night, right? And you know, I think I made a comment that we're highly invested, you know, in the success of our members. Common thing you hear from a company, right? We're highly invested in the success of our customers or whatever. And then we realized it's literally true. You know, you've done some passive investing. I am a passive investor. And so what makes it fun and what makes it easy is the relationships that I have gained over the past 12 years as a member. Incredible people I've met, and we are in business together. I'm invested with them, and I want to do all I can to help them. And so it makes it fun for me. There's a tremendous sense of purpose, and I see it change lives. My life was completely transformed, and it can sound cheesy sometimes, but, you know, people can go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and just look at the real stories that are there on the website. And those are real people, and you'll meet them. You know, that's the fun thing. You'll see them at case studies. You'll see them at Expo. They aren't just stories. They're real people, real lives that were changed. So, I don't know, somehow that makes it all easy for me to do, if that makes sense.
Well, whatever and however you do it, we're all very thankful that you do. And it's because you delegate quite well. You have a tremendous crew of people around you. You're good at hiring people, which is really a skill in itself. So we teased out in the last segment, we were going to give them the last or the third, I don't think it's the last thing, but three of the very big points as to why we know there's going to be a crash. And I'm going to start with a story. I don't know if you remember, about 3 years ago, I decided I wanted to get out of Class C apartments because I was going to get married, and I wanted my wife to be running a Class A apartment complex. And so I sold my properties off, sold everything, and just had just a boatload of money. It was burning a hole in my pocket, right? So I wanted to go buy a Class A apartment complex. And every time I did, it was like, who moved my cheese? I went after one. They said it was worth $108,000 a door. The numbers to me said it was worth $106,000 a door. And somebody bid, so I bid $107,000 and said, okay, I'll come up for my bid, and got laughed out of the negotiation. The next time somebody said something was $110,000, so I said, okay, I'll give you $110,000 right away. And somebody gave him like $115,000. And then the next week after that, or the next deal after that, however long it was I went for my next deal I negotiated for, somebody wanted like 120, and I go, you got to be out of your mind at 120. That's insane. And, you know, they're all the same stuff. It's all Class A stuff built within the last 5 to 10 years. It's all the same stuff. And but the prices were just going up, up, up. And every time I'd go, somebody would take, you know, I would go up, somebody would outbid me. So one time I came up and I said, I'll give you exactly what you want. And what is the whisper? What will the guy take? He says, well, he wants that, but he'll take this. I said, I'll give you the list price, and I'll give you $1 million hard earnest money, which means I absolutely cannot walk away from this deal. And I'll do that without even doing inspections. And the reason I didn't need to do inspections, a brand new apartment complex, I mean, you know, what could be wrong with it, right? It had to get it from permits to open up even. So I was frustrated, and I made that offer, and, you know, they liked the offer, but they respectfully declined the offer. Man, the only reason I got to buy a Class A apartment complex was because I knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody. That's how bizarre that was. Now, what is the point I'm making behind all this? The point I'm making is there is a culprit out there in this world that most people don't understand. 30 years ago, when I started teaching real estate at Lifestyles Unlimited, we talked about owning houses and small apartments, and we did things called partnerships. Partnership meant, hey, Lynn, let's go buy something together. Let's run it together, or I'll run it if you do the financials or whatever. And then it got to be, well, can I bring my brother in, my mother, and other people? And all of a sudden, I had like 8 or 10 different partnerships at the same time. But most of them were me and one other family, right? So, but then sometimes we had one, I remember one deal, we had 3 families in it, right? To show you how poor we were back then, it took 3 families to raise $25,000 to buy 10 units. So that tells you how poor we were back then, right? 3 families to raise 25 grand. Wow, there's a group of Richies. But what happened was somewhere along the way, sophisticated people came into Lifestyles and started making deals larger and larger, to where all of a sudden the attorneys turned the light bulb on and said, hey guys, you're not doing partnerships. I don't care what you call them. You're doing syndications. And so we leaped on our 5 or 6 attorneys that we could find, got 5 or 6 different answers, hired the strongest attorneys we could find for both our members and the strongest attorneys we could find for ourselves to protect us. And the world of syndication began. Now, Lynn, I swear to you, when I started in real estate 29, 30 years ago, there were no syndication gurus out there. There was nobody teaching that stuff. It was Dave Dodato, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, Ron LeGrand, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump. Trump thing had a similar. And it was all about wholesaling and flipping and, you know, just the old school stuff. But once we started doing this, all of a sudden, and we started talking about it on the radio, all of a sudden I started seeing it happen all over the country. People were putting together syndications. I'd never seen it before. And I'm going to ask you how far back you can remember where you hadn't seen it before. But right now what's happening, Lynn, is these syndicators make money. Not our syndicators. And by the way, we've got to make this perfectly clear. This is why I made rules in Lifestyles about how you can, what you can do in a syndication if you're a member. Right? And if you don't want to be a member, you leave. And they do leave when they get to the point where they want to do these things. But what they're doing is they're front-loading these deals with fees to them, back-loading them with more fees, and throwing in overrides on top of all of that. They are making, the syndicators are making millions and millions of dollars instantly by closing another deal. So if they get out there and you bid them up to a number that doesn't make sense, they don't care. They're going to bid $1,000 a door more because they need to make that $800,000 this week. If they don't close one this week, they don't make $800,000. And that is their business model. And as you and I have talked about this before, Lynn, that's a Ponzi scheme in and of itself. What I'm saying is the third card of the House of Cards, all of those deals that were done by all those syndicators are going to fall because they paid too much. And when that interest-only period hits, when that COVID virus strain hits and makes the operations less profitable, they don't have the margins in those deals, Lynn. Nor do they have the heart, because they're not in there fighting for the deal like it's their money. Where the rest of us here at Lifestyles, it's our money in these deals, and we're fighting like hell to make it work. And that's why we'll come through. And that's the third card, and why they're not going to last. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Lynn Murrow and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Lynn Murrow, the Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited. So Lynn, we've let the proverbial cow out of the barn. Everybody knows now that the world is starting to change. There's going to be some really good buying opportunities out there in the future. And I've also made the point that I think people need to get educated before they go do it. I mean, it just they can go out there and try it themselves. And for what it would cost them to come get educated, they're going to save 10 times that easily in mistakes that they make. Question, though, is, and you're the one in charge of this, how do we get them that information as of now, where we don't have any group meetings?
In
we can't
person.
Have any group meetings. In-person stuff,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that has been, there's a silver lining in everything that happens. That's my belief in life. That's why you have to keep your head up, right, and keep looking for the opportunity. And our opportunity was to expand what we were already doing online. So we've got virtual free workshops that people can participate in, and they can go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com, and they can sign up. And because of everything that's going on and the fact that we know people are at home and have the opportunity to do this, we're reducing the price to $197 for our 2 days, which is you go to the free workshop at givemetotalfreedom.com, and that's where you're going to find out more about who we are, what we do, and what is our investment model, because you want to make sure that you want to go to our destination. If you do, follow in our footsteps, we'll take you there. And then we're going to offer you $197 for the two-day financial freedom program seminar, and we have different formats for that. Something, you know, for everybody as far as your availability. You can do a whole weekend. You can do it in four parts. We've got lots of options with some tremendous people who have had great success implementing the model that you taught us.
So for $197, is that a full membership or is that just to go to the two-day?
That's the two-day, and it's a year of membership. So they have, you know.
Okay, guys, listen, you got to understand this, people. You can look this up on the internet. That membership sells for $740, and we discount it, and we have discounts on it so that we can market, right? We've discounted down to $500. I've never seen this go nationally discounted, $197. This is a new thing. I've never heard about it. So you caught me off guard there. I'm sorry. So it is for the whole membership. Hey, guys, yep. Listen, look it up. That's a massive discount. I know a lot of people that we've given discounts in the past for different reasons that come to me and said, you know, the only reason I finally took action was because you did something, made it so cheap I couldn't say no to. And then when they get in here, they realize they should have been here the whole time and say it was worth 10 times what they paid for it. So I understand that. So to take advantage of this, all they have to do is go to that website?
Yep, givemetotalfreedom.com. and it'll take them right where they need to go. And I'm glad you brought that up, Dale, because that's really the purpose of this. You know, I've been a member for almost 13 years. I've been on the team for almost 11. And I hear all the time, I wish I'd done this sooner. I wish I'd done this sooner. I wish I was there when. Well, this is it, folks. Remember I talked about that rearview mirror?
Yeah.
Let me get out my crystal ball and tell you that, you know, a year from now, you're going to wish you had done this. I'm just telling you from experience. So do it.
Yeah, you know, you're going to need to take these radio shows and put them in a can, time capsule. I know we keep a lot of them, there's for sure. But this can right here, the one today, you and I predicting what's going to happen. Let's pull it back out a year from now and we'll play it. We'll do it as a rerun.
That's a great idea.
That would be a great show, wouldn't it? And you go like, oh my God. Think of all the stuff that's happened this year. It's going to go fast. That's the other thing. People got to get in here and take action because this is going to happen in like a blink of the eye, snap of the fingers. It's going to boom, and it's going to be gone. Because people out there are not idiots, and they're not broke. That's the reality of this, Lynn, is that the people are sitting on the sideline because the government's telling them sit on the sideline. Just as soon as they let people back out again, there are people with money, and they are going to buy. I know our members. I talk to them all the time. I had John Boryak on the other day, and he's just sitting there and goes, man, I'm just dying. I'm waiting. You know, he is like frothing.
Yeah, it's so true. And people have to remember, this is very different than the last recession, because in the last recession, you had people with high debt, and their incomes were lower and falling. Right, the fundamentals of the economy were not strong. This is the total opposite situation. Before we took the crash landing into COVID-19, people had higher incomes than they have had for a generation and lower debt for households.
Absolutely.
Right. People are out there sitting on money ready to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, as the stock markets come back from 19,000 back up to 23-something, whatever it is, some of that money they lost in the stock market has come back. They can get to it now, and they're not going to be so reluctant, I think is the word I want to use, reluctant to take it out, because I think they're going to say, you know what, I took my last dive with this boy. I'm getting out now while I can. That's what I did back in Black Monday, whatever that was, 87, and I just think that some other people are going to do that. Well, let's get them on line with something. Give them some ways to contact us, because the show's just about over here.
Sure. So if you're getting started, you want to see more about what we do and who we are, go to givemetotalfreedom.com. You can also go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and there you're going to find lots of interesting articles. You can find out more about Dale Walmsley, and you can read those stories that I talked about earlier of different people who are members of Lifestyles Unlimited and what they have to say, hear from them directly. You can go to the radio tab, and you can listen live when we're live on the air, the national show, or our other shows, and take a listen to that. And you can scroll down on that radio page and go through the podcast. And I think if you did that and you listened to the past month, right, just binge listen to the past month, and you will hear that Dale unfold the story, and you will see that the things that he said several weeks ago are now coming into fruition. And so, you know, it's proof of concept again, Dale. That's what it is. LifestylesUnlimited.com.
Thanks for coming on, Lynn. I know you're a busy person, and I know you squeezed this in between some other stuff you had to do, so thanks for coming. Appreciate the late notice. I asked you just late last night, so for the rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this for a little money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
To the Dale Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DaleOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Dale Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.